folks, and welcome to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle, The Ben Show. I am your host, Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck. We say this each week. We love hearing from all of you. Your comments, stories, ideas, get a hold of us anytime. Call or text 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363. Or you can always drop an email to benradioshow@gmail.com. Ryan Long, as always, is my producer and co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. And you know what, Tigger? We're going to jump right into the news. This one here caught my eye, and I just have to share this with y'all. According to Outdoor Life, a Montana National Guard helicopter pilot has pleaded no contest after using a military aircraft to collect elk antlers on a private ranch without permission. Denny Lynn Draper, a part-time National Guard pilot, admitted no contest to a criminal trespassing charge tied to a May 2025 incident in Sweetgrass County. Prosecutors say Draper and two other servicemen landed a Black Hawk helicopter on a private ranch to gather shed elk antlers.
That's kind of BA in a way.
It's crazy, if you ask me. Draper was fined $500, the maximum penalty for the misdemeanor, and his sentencing was deferred for 6 months. If he avoids further legal trouble, the charge could be cleared from his record. The judge said Draper was held to a higher standard because of his military service. As part of the agreement, Draper also gave up any claim to the antlers, which were seized by state wildlife officials and will be returned to the landowner. The other two servicemen involved have pleaded not guilty and still face criminal trespassing charges, with court hearings scheduled later this month. The Montana National Guard confirmed it conducted a separate internal investigation into the incident. Guard leaders say policies have since been updated to strictly ban antler collecting on any land using military resources. Officials emphasize that while the court case addresses trespassing, additional consequences could still come through military channels, reinforcing that misuse of government equipment will not be tolerated.
So if I'm understanding this correctly, this pilot and two of his cronies, they, without permission, grabbed the Black Hawk helicopter.
Well, I don't know if they grabbed it to just go do that. They might have been on a flight.
They might have been on the clock or something.
Right.
But the fact is that they had a Black Hawk helicopter landed on private property and were going out shed hunting.
Exactly.
Now, don't get me wrong. You will not find two individuals that support the military more than Beck and I. I come from a strong military background and family. But, I mean, as kind of funny as it is landing a helicopter on somebody's place to go shed hunting, I mean, this is a big no-no all the way around.
I'm just sitting here and thinking we're having a new version of Dumb and Dumber. I mean, think about it. You can hear a Black Hawk coming from how far away, and you're going to land this on someone's private ranch?
They need to rethink their strategy.
I don't know. I'm just shaking my head. I'm kind of surprised they didn't have more of the book thrown at them, honestly. Next, we head to North Dakota, where there's officially a new state record bighorn sheep. 30-year-old Nick Schmitz of North Dakota took down the ram from 346 yards on October 31st, 2025, hunting just west of Grassy Butte with his 270 Winchester. Mounted on it was a Leupold LP5 scope, and he used Federal Fusion 130-grain rounds.
I'm going to jump in there because for all those people saying you got to have a 6.5 Creedmoor, bam, the 270 wins again. Just
Tigger,
had to throw Tigger. That in everyone's face a little bit. Boy, we're going to get comments from that one, aren't we?
The ram was officially scored in at a 194. The 10.5-year-old ram weighed 264 pounds off the hoof. The previous state record was 186 and 3/8 and was held by David Suda of Fargo. And by the way, the world record was taken in South Dakota in 2018 by Clayton Miller, scoring a 209 and an 8th.
I'm surprised that the world record was in South Dakota. I guess I would have assumed the world record would have been in the elevation country of British Columbia or something like that.
Well, I am surprised, too, I got to say, for the Dakotas to be bringing in bighorn sheep like this. And the one that was taken in North Dakota is considered a Rocky Mountain bighorn sheep, by the way.
I did a little investigation into this because I knew that you were going to bring this story up. Now, that 194 is considered exceptional in the Boone and Crockett.
Yes, I mean, it would qualify
every way,
for
shape,
Boone and Crockett.
Form. And then I did a little bit more research, and North Dakota only issues 8. I correct myself. In 2025, they only issued 8 licenses. That was it. And it's win, lose, or draw because it's once in a lifetime. If you get drawn, you know, more power to you. But if you don't fill your tag, you're SOL for the rest of your life.
Correct. North Dakota has once in a lifetime tags for bighorn sheep, elk, and moose.
Now, you and I have had this discussion before, and I was curious in North Dakota if you could sell that tag. And no, you cannot. It is not transferable in any way, shape, or form. But let's pretend for a moment that it was.
In Tigger's world?
in my world, that it was. If you were one, you got one of those eight tags, and it's once in a lifetime, I get it. But if you had the opportunity to sell it and cash it in, would you? And don't answer just yet, because like North Dakota, for example, they do auction one off every year and all of the proceeds go to help manage said flock of bighorn sheep. So would you cash it in if the price was right?
We're talking the price would have to be an unbelievable price for
so
me
what
to cash
is,
it in.
What is that unbelievable price? Or what, $50,000?
I'm saying upwards of over six figures.
Holy smokes. Six figures, I think I would too. But kudos to the state record, 194. And I'm assuming that you will include a photo at thebenshow.com in the show notes for this episode, I'm assuming.
That's right. Head to thebenshow.com and check out this episode. Changing gears, ice fishing, or maybe more so the lack of it, unusually warm temps across the U.S. are affecting areas typically known for excellent ice fishing. In early January, there were multiple reports of vehicles falling through the ice on Minnesota and Wisconsin lakes, as well as this last week, there were two people that passed away after their vehicle fell through near Mobridge, South Dakota. Again, bringing back home the whole concept of you have to know how thick that ice is.
Do you know how thick it needs to be for a small vehicle to drive on? And I don't think it's nearly thick enough, in my opinion.
What's that?
8 to 12 inches is what they say.
Okay, I was thinking 12 inches.
If it's a heavier vehicle, they say about 15 inches. But I've lived in Oklahoma. I lived in Kansas, and especially my buddies in Oklahoma. They said they don't care how thick the ice would be. There is no way that they would ever, ever, ever go out on the ice and go ice fishing. They said that's got to be the dumbest thing they ever heard of.
Now, Tigger, have you ever gone ice fishing?
I've been a couple times. It was fun because I was in a buddy's ice house, and that's kind of cool, right? It's like a little camper on the – I mean, it is. It's a little camper on the ice, and he knew where to go because it's – I would have no idea where you got to punch a couple holes through the ice, and it's kind of neat. You're in there. It's 65, 70 degrees, and – we're watching Netflix and you're playing cards. That's kind of neat, but it's not like you can just pick up and go to another spot if the fish aren't biting, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not my jam when it comes to fishing. That's just me.
I've done everything where you just punch a hole and you sit on a 5-gallon bucket or a straw bale if you're lucky to, yes, going out with those with some very, very fancy ice houses.
Oh, they're cool.
But I've got to say, I get the willies as well when I see the big 4x4 pickups out there, mm-hmm. these ice houses that you know cannot be that light sitting on the ice. And then there's
exactly.
multiple ones and you're walking between the holes and you see this massive crack and you're going, should we really be out here?
So those of you that live in areas of the country that there is no ice fishing and the ice does not form on said lakes, you can be with Beck and I just cheering everybody on from the shore.
On that note, we're going to take a short break, crew. You're listening to The Ben Show.
John Fox shares his experience with the demand for his Gelve-influenced cattle.
We've got a reputation. Whenever we sell our cattle, we've got some buyers that want to know when we're going to sell. That's another positive, you know, well, we're going in the right direction. Even in the times whenever there was so many cattle moving, you know, the cow numbers were higher, we still had that demand for our cattle. They have been performing, you know, outside of our realm. And so that's another feather in our hat, I guess you could say.
Learn more about how your crossbreeding counts at Gelve.org.
You've waited, dreamt of a hunting adventure, and now have harvested that trophy of a lifetime. Keep the memory alive with a custom-designed mount preserved as a work of art. Check out our approved taxidermist. Depending on your location, the award-winning Schneider Taxidermy is located in Helena, Montana. When hunting the Dakotas, JB's Wildlife Designs in Mandan, North Dakota, then Shadron Creek Taxidermy in Nebraska, and for the Central USA, Little Rack Taxidermy in Macomb, Illinois. Reach out to the Ben Show and let us help you find the right taxidermist.
Hey guys and gals, this is John Armand with Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV. Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV travels the back roads to the backwaters in pursuit of the ultimate adventure in hunting and fishing. Join Team UOA every week for exciting action in the crosshairs of the outdoors. Catch Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV on YouTube, Amazon Prime, and make sure to follow Team UOA on Facebook and Instagram to share in the ultimate outdoor adventure.
Welcome back to The Ben Show. I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck. Sitting across from me is Jeff Tigger Earhart.
Can I ask a real quick question?
Yes.
There are a number of people that this might be their first time listening to us, and some people have been with us for the last 6 years. So you have traveled a lot, correct?
I would say a fair amount.
A fair amount, not just in this country and visited a lot of this area, but you have traveled internationally.
Yes, I've been lucky to.
So share with us just real quick, give us a recap of where you have gone internationally, where you've all been to.
Internationally, I've been over to France a few times. I've actually been at the top of Eiffel Tower 3 times. I've been to Austria, Switzerland. I've been all the way up to Jungfrau, which is the highest peak that you can get to without having to hike in the Alps in Switzerland. And then I've also been around Germany, quite a bit of Germany. I've seen that Bavaria regions, as well as Brussels, Bruges. I don't know. Where are you wanting to go, Tigger?
Well, I have a question, or I should say this is a quiz, and it's how bougie is Beck? Yep.
Oh,
you heard me. How bougie is Beck? You just heard that she has traveled the world, yes?
Are you going to explain to people what the word bougie means?
I'm going to say it means you like the finer things. A little bit of panache, sophistication. I'm not going to say a diva. I'm just going to say this. So I have a little quiz for you based on what you just said. I've been to the Eiffel Tower a few times. So the average American has only eaten 5 of these. I have a list of about 25 different food items.
Oh, boy.
I want to see how bougie Beck is compared to moi over here, okay? And most of this food, in fact, I'm going to say all of this food is something we would find in the good old red, white, and blue right here. But we're just going to see if you've had this versus if I've had this.
Oh, my.
And the average American has only eaten 5 of these at a time. So how bougie is Beck? Oysters.
Yes, I am not a fan.
You're
sorry.
Not a fan of oysters. I have tried them once. That's all I need to do that again. Octopus.
I have had that too. Deep fried.
When did you have octopus? Years ago?
I'm having to think back, but I know I have had it.
Okay.
Yes, but it's not, I mean, it was deep fried, so everything is good deep fried.
Okay, I have not had octopus. Wait a minute, didn't we have octopus in that sushi we had that one time?
Yes.
I get a check mark on my side. Okay, 2-2. We're both bougie. Squid.
Yes.
And yes, calamari
I
counts as that.
I love calamari, actually. That's really good stuff.
Okay, so far, blue cheese.
Of course I've had blue cheese. I just don't like blue cheese.
I don't think anybody likes blue cheese.
I want my little rant right now. Whoever said that blue cheese dressing has to go with Buffalo Wild Wings, what were you thinking? Like, no, yuck.
So I've tasted it, and I didn't like it. Like, literally put a little on my finger went like that. Does it count? Do I get a check in my column for that or no?
I guess that would be considered
okay.
A taste.
All right. So we're tied 4-4. We're both bougie. Catfish.
Of course.
Of course. I know there are some people that just don't like it. I love catfish. Frog legs.
Yes.
I love frog legs. When I was at a friend's they had kind of it was an after working cattle party. It was in down by Medicine Lodge, Kansas. And that was the first time that I had frog legs. They were awesome.
Were they deep fried? Because that's how I've had them.
They were so good.
Yeah,
gator,
I thought they were good.
Alligator.
I have. And you were with.
And it was the first time you had gator was when you were with me in New Orleans.
Yes.
And
it was
you
very good.
Fell in love with it. So far, it's tied.
We're both bougie, Tigger, at this point.
It's 8-8. We're both bougie. Snake.
No.
Bam! One for the T-Man.
And yeah, I will not anytime soon be eating snake. And I know that was really bad English because right now I'm thinking of snakes and I'm terrified of snakes.
It's not good. I've had it deep fried and they say it tastes like chicken. Everything deep fried tastes like chicken. It's just, you know, there's so many ribs in it.
Was that a scene in Crocodile Dundee, I'm thinking, where they like cooked a snake? Or am I thinking Lonesome Dove?
You're thinking Naked and Afraid.
Naked and Afraid, okay.
You're thinking the wrong one. Okay, so the T-Man is ahead. Escargot.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, it's okay.
So what is escargot?
Snails. I'm pretty sure I'd have to go Google because I wasn't really positive what got fed to me that day, but I'm pretty sure escargot
is
escargot.
Okay,
snails.
So you're getting it in the back bougie column. Pickled pig feet.
No, and I will no
you
time in this lifetime.
It is depending upon
that.
Where you live, though. That is a delicacy. So there are some. I haven't.
Maybe
had,
our
I haven't tried it either. I have not tried pickled.
But
pig
I
feet.
Have seen them. You know, you're a Midwesterner when you go to a bar and they've got pickled pig's feet. They've got pickled.
That's
eggs,
not a Midwest. That's just a bar in general. Beth.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't matter if you're in San Angelo, Texas, or you're in the corner of Washington. That's just a
but
bar
in,
thing.
I would like to know those of individuals that have those at the bars. Like, at what point did it become anything that can be put in vinegar?
But
gets
aren't
in
you
a
glad
jar
they did when you're having a beverage? Okra.
I've had okra. I don't like okra.
So we both get a check in that. I'm not a big one for fried okra either. It's just not.
I don't get what's
so
great about
it. I know a
it.
Lot of people like
it's
it.
It's a fun word to say. That's
it
about it.
Beef tongue.
No. And I won't be trying that either.
I have tried it. I'm out. I'm out on tongue. But I have tried it. But like so many things, they have to be prepared properly. And they got to be seasoned, and they got to be, I don't know, drowned in ketchup, maybe.
In desperate times, I would eat it. We'll put it that way.
So hold on. Let me tell you that. 1, 2, 3, 4,
oh, that
five,
was
six,
all of
seven,
them?
7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay,
no,
we still
that's
have a
not.
Few.
That's 10 for me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Looks like the T-Man almost is more bougie. It's 10 to 9. Spam.
No, I have not had spam.
You have never tried spam?
I never
can?
Have. No.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Going out to the field when you were a kid with your dad and stuff. You haven't
mom never made or bought spam. I guess you can't make spam.
We're
going to
have
spam
that for Valentine's
no,
Day.
No, and
dear,
I suppose
spam.
I've heard they like to fry spam. Is that how you were eating? How you ate it? Was like it
I
was
prefer,
fried?
I preferred it. Yeah, fried.
Fried?
Yeah,
okay, I'll just stick to fried bologna.
So, well, I'm now 2 ahead. Raw fish.
No, I just can't do it.
But you have had raw sushi or have you not?
I have actually not had raw.
Oh, you haven't?
Sushi. My brain can't get over the fact that you're supposed to eat it raw, and
you
I just can't do it.
You are not as bougie as I thought you were. Tofu.
Yes, I have had tofu.
I have too. I don't like it.
I had a friend that thought it was fun to invite me to little gatherings, and she would make tofu sandwiches and see if I could guess if it was tofu versus.
That's wrong.
Chicken or tuna or
that's
something.
Right. This is crazy when they said the average American has only had 5 of these. And I mean, apparently I'm the bougie one. Sardines.
No.
I haven't. And I don't think I ever want to do that.
No. What's the other one that they sometimes have on buffets? Pickled herring?
Pickled herring.
Ooh.
My mom is nuts about pickled herring.
I can't do it.
How about this one? This is a delicacy for many individuals. I don't know who, but I know it is. Haggis.
What is that?
Haggis?
I've never heard of it.
It's basically like the stomach of a sheep.
You what?
Cook everything, yeah.
Again, a hard
it's
pass.
It's a Scottish delicacy.
Hard pass.
I have not. I would like to try it.
I'm not
just
Scottish.
Because oh, wait. We don't get a column in that. Neither one of us did that. Neither one of us get sardines either. I got to try. Two more are on the list here that I have. Sauerkraut.
I have tried just a tiny little bit, and I spit it out, and I won't.
You're not
I
a
just
sauerkraut
can't do
fan.
It. Nope.
Like you don't, if you had, and we're both good German kids, so if you have a bratwurst, you don't want it smothered with sauerkraut.
Nope, hard pass on that one, too.
I've had it, too. I'm not a big sauerkraut fan.
And that's what's kind of the pits, because where I'm from, there's usually a fundraiser or two by the local churches, and they're always, you know, sauerkraut and sausage. And I'll just have the sausage.
My last one, turtle or turtle soup.
I have never had either, and I actually would like to try that.
I have tasted turtle soup. I don't need to taste it again. Again, it's one of those of how it was prepared, and it wasn't a bar food or anything like that. I did try legitimate turtle soup, and I am out every way, shape, and form. I just don't think it was prepared right. It didn't have enough honey mustard or ketchup. So here's the total. This is surprising to me because in all of your travels, like you said, oh, I've been to the Eiffel Tower. I've been to the top a few times.
Well, you should have asked me if I had crepes. So, yes, I've had crepes.
Oh, so now you are getting bougie. That does count. Okay, so you had 11 is your total, and I had 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. I'm surprised. So apparently, according to said menu, I'm the one that is a little bit more bougie.
That doesn't surprise me. On that note, we're going to throw this show to break. We'll be back right after this, crew. You're listening to The Ben Show.
Is there that particular pair of boots or that shirt or pair of jeans that you just can't find anywhere else? Check out Medora Boot and Western Wear. Medora Boot and Western Wear is the go-to for boots, jeans, especially jackets, and even those hard-to-find accessories that make perfect gifts. Check out MedoraBoot.com, or better yet, give Kim a call at 701-623-1005 and tell Kim that Tigger and Beck sent you. For the latest in Western and outdoor practical and fashionable wear, there is only one, Medora Boot and Western Wear.
The hunt, the stories, the memories. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Let me capture and preserve that hunt, that story, that memory with a trophy mount to last you a lifetime. Look us up on Facebook at JB's Wildlife Designs to see samples of our taxidermy and reach out at any time with any and all questions you may have. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Taxidermy is my passion. Let me preserve yours.
This is Beck. First, I appreciate all of you for listening and making The Bend part of your week. Many of you have asked, how do I catch past episodes? The answer is super easy. Head to thebendshow.com and click on the Shows tab. There you can listen to every episode all the way back to episode one. Podcasters, head to your favorite podcasting app and search The Bend. You'll find us. Be sure to follow and subscribe and never miss another episode again. Welcome back to The Ben Show. I'm Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck, and on across the desk from me, is Jeff Tigger Earhart.
Hi.
Hi. I know you've only been here, for 272 episodes?
272.
Anyway, over the break, we had somebody correct us on one of the foods.
Yeah, haggis. Haggis. I was right that it is kind of a Scottish cuisine, but it is a savory pudding made from minced sheep's pluck. And the pluck is the heart, the liver, and the lungs mixed with oats and onions and spices and stock, and it's cooked inside of the animal's stomach. So I didn't quite have all the ingredients together for haggis. So I actually need to take that off of my list where I said I would try it.
Your second.
I absolutely love my Scottish friends, but I'm sorry, y'all. I'm out on the haggis.
Yeah, I'm going to say hard pass on that one. I'm going to stick to just having a good steak and a baked potato.
So now that everyone's stomach is growling, you're probably going to need to go through the drive-thru and order something. But is it just me, or do you feel like you got to put your food on a payment plan?
You are
by the
kidding.
Time you get the price of what it is.
It feels like fast food used to be considered cheap. Remember there used to be the dollar menu, and it truly was a dollar menu?
No such thing as a dollar menu anymore.
How many times, Tigger, do you and I end up finding ourselves saying, we'll just go to a sit-down establishment because it is cheaper.
It's cheaper every way, shape, and form. So I did a little research for you, and I'm going to pick on the Big Mac. Everybody knows the Big Mac from McDonald's, right? So today, the Big Mac is about $6. That's just the sandwich. That's not
no
the
fries?
That's nothing. You get a napkin with it. Let's go back to the year 2000. What do you think the price of a Big Mac was?
Oh boy, I have no idea, but I would think back then just a little hamburger had to be less than a buck, or at least those were on the dollar
those
menu.
Those were on the dollar menu.
Okay, so I don't know. I didn't eat Big Macs. What were they?
About 2 and a quarter.
Two and a quarter to six bucks.
So I did a little bit more research about McDonald's and the Big Mac to see an inflation, to really see, did the Big Mac keep up with inflation? Is it beyond? Did it outpace it? So if a Big Mac costs right around $2.25 back in 2000, the Big Mac today to keep up with inflation should only be about $4.16 to $4.30. So the Big Mac has actually outpaced inflation by a considerable amount.
That's quite the business plan. So that's just, all I got to say.
That's why when you go into McDonald's, one, and I'm not picking on McDonald's, but you get mad because you got to put your order in on the computer screen.
That's what why Tigger's really upset, is that everything's gone electronic. So if you find yourself frustrated when you go to place your fast food order on these huge screens, tablets, I guess you might want to call them, yeah, you're not alone.
Just give me some haggis.
We're going to call this show wrapped for this week. Remember, folks, to keep sending in any questions you might have, or if you know of something spot-worthy we need to share, that number you can call or text anytime, 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363, or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. And if you missed part of this show or want to hear past episodes, you can find them all on the website, TheBendShow.com. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting app and to The Bend Show YouTube channel. Finally, a big thanks to all of you listeners out there that came along. And whether you're coming or going today, stay with us as we ranch it up. And remember to keep up with me, Beck, all week long by following The Bend on Facebook and on Instagram at The Bend Show. This is Rebecca Warner. Catch Beck if you can next week on The Bend.